Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Stress is going to help me handle things throughout the course of the day. But let me tell you, and I'm watching myself right now, hopefully the connection's good, but let me tell you, nothing shoots my cortisol higher than when something gets in the way of our program here. Looks like we're decent. You know, we changed the resolution, changed a couple things around. You know, it's funny. I got this thumbnail on the video. I love this thumbnail on today's episode. Love it, love it, love it. And so on the, we went live about 30 minutes ago. It was just, it was lagged out. It was buffered out. I feel like I need to take a goddamn breath here. So let's get serious. Let's take a page out of my Professor Tim Welch's book here and just take a deep breath. Let's take a breath. Let's get our posture cranked. Let's get a sip of Java. And let's kick back. Let's have a little kickback. All is well in our world today here, boys. All is well. So, thought about what we would go over on today's show. Frankly, it got only about 26 minutes until I got to jump on a phone call with a prospect. But that's okay. We're here. We're cooking. We're enjoying life. And I'll tell you who's not enjoying life this morning are the members of the University of North Carolina football program. UNC got beat, I believe it was 48-14 last night. It was really funny to see. I think after the first drive, I think North Carolina scored on the first drive of the game. And you got Colin Cowherd saying that Bill Belichick is the second best college football coach of all time behind Nick Saban. somebody quote tweeted that and cooked him there. But why don't we get into the trenches? Why don't we cut the small talk and get down to the nitty gritty here? Let's see. Let's take a look. Lord have mercy. So Bill Belichick's absolutely getting roasted on Twitter today. Wow, dude. Oh, my goodness. I think it's a bit of an overreaction. I don't know, man. Here's my take on Bill Belichick and the North Carolina Tar Heels. When you allow a woman into your life, and again, you know, I'm not famous. I don't know what it's like to have a public relationship where the public, myself included, is speculating on my relationship. But what I do know is that sometimes when you have a lady in your life, especially one that's got some power, if you know what I mean, a little bit of that P power. Sometimes as men, even as high achieving men, that P power can get in the way of our focus. Okay. I was shocked when I saw that Bill Belichick and the North Carolina Tar Heels were going to be doing an in-season documentary on Hulu this year. Now, how terrible would it be if this North Carolina team is as bad the entire season as they were last night, and we get to see it unfold on Hulu? Whose idea was that? I know it wasn't Bill's idea to do that. Whose idea was it? Miss Jordan's. And so someone like Bill, you know, he's looking for his next venture. He's looking for his sense of purpose at this phase of his life. And he's got a young lady in his corner who's got that P power over him, telling him, you need to establish a brand. You need to market yourself and your team and your organization on social media. You need to do this. You need to do that. And poor Bill, you know, he's just like, yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And what we're seeing out of Belichick and the North Carolina Tar Heels is, I think it's a product of that. I'm not sure if, you know, I just think about how a coach like Belichick is, like, whether he's able to connect with this generation or not, and really, really motivate them, really get in their craw, like he was able to all those years in New England. It's really concerning. And listen, I'm not a guy that's going to sit here and preach about legacy. No matter what happens in Belichick's career going forward, his legacy is going to be what it is. He did what he did in New England. But I wonder how long this tenure in North Carolina is going to last. Because do you ever see a world where North Carolina fires Belichick? I don't see that. I don't know what his buyout is. I guarantee you it's not what Kalen DeBoer's buyout is at Alabama. But let's get out of the speculation here. I mean, It's just a bunch of jokes on Twitter. I'm trying to get some real deal stuff here. But, you know, we got shit like this. We got shit like this on Twitter when you type in Bill Belichick. So, I was really speechless when I turned on the game last night. I'm glad, frankly, I'm glad I didn't watch it because it just seemed like a no contest. Jordan Hudson has entered the transfer portal. So we're talking 48-14. 48 points is the most allowed by any Belichick coach team ever. UNC, TCU. Box score. I want the box score. Google, you should know this about me. So for TCU, Josh Hoover, 27-36, 284 yards, two touchdowns and an interception. North Carolina only threw the football 11 times, completed 9 of them, 103 and a touchdown. What looks to be the issue was that Kavorian Barnes for Texas Christian University had 11 carries for 113 yards and a touchdown. It doesn't matter what you do in a football game if you can't stop the run and if you can't establish the run. And if you look at both sides of the rushing equation here, you'll see that UNC could not stop the run and they could not establish the run. So I don't know if this is a personnel issue. I thought that once North Carolina hired Belichick that they would have no problem recruiting, getting good talent, good personnel in the building there. And it might take longer than one off season to fix whatever personnel they had in there. But on the flip side, it might just be different times that we're in. It might just be the fact that kids say, I could go play for Belichick and it'll probably be really hard and he's a legendary coach, but you know, SMU offered me $5 million. I think I'm just going to take the money. So again, we enter this conversation of how NIL is affecting college football. We enter this conversation of do these kids just want money? Do they even care about getting better? Do they even care about going somewhere as a student athlete and developing their craft? Or are they just happy with, all right, I'm going to grab me a couple $1 million, bank it, and whatever happens, happens. If that's the case, we might be going to a dark place with this next generation of athletes. It might be really hard. I mean, I know it'll be really hard to bring this thing back, to reel this thing back in. We can't reel it back in. It's the box is open. So maybe even with the Belichick name on this University of North Carolina program, we might not be able to recruit guys with the name of the head coach anymore. And the other thing you have to think about, too, is Belichick spent all these years in the NFL. How different is the college landscape these days to the free agency landscape in pro football? I'd say it's much more similar to free agency in college football, recruiting in college football is much more similar to free agency in pro football these days. So you'd think that the carryover with recruiting with Bill would be, especially the fact that Bill acted as GM all those years. He's got that skill set. You'd think that it would be a similar thing. But I feel like when you're dealing with young kids, it's just not the same. It's not the same as if you're dealing with a 23, 24-year-old. I think about where I was in life, how I looked at things as an 18-year-old student athlete. That way I looked at things and carried myself, I mean, the whole nine yards was a world different than when I was 23, 24 years old. Who would have thought? I really wouldn't have expected to have turned on the TV and seen TCU up by, what, 24 points, 34 points. I turned it on late. I turned it on by the time it.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Is already a bloodbath. So, and frankly, I'm glad that was how it occurred for me, because I don't like watching blowouts. I don't enjoy that. I don't care what the context is. I don't enjoy watching blowouts. So I kind of feel like I saved myself a couple hours turning that game on late. And here's the deal, too. After Saturday, the ACC looks to be a pretty strong conference. People are saying, is the ACC the new SEC? Florida State topples Bama. The U beats Notre Dame. Clemson, say what you want about them. They're still there. So, is it going to get any better for Belichick and the Tar Heels? This game happened on their turf last night in Chapel Hill. I'm sure you had tons of hype going into this game. I didn't see the crowd in Chapel Hill. Like I said, I turned the game on late, so the crowd was probably no indication when I turned it on of what it might have been to start the game. And again, you think about who Bill has in his corner talking to him these days. I'm not saying having a woman in your life is a bad thing. I'm not saying having a 26-year-old woman when you're in your 70s in your life is necessarily a bad thing. But for Bill Belichick, it seems that everything the man has stood for throughout the course of his career, running a football program, running an organization, it seems like how he's operating now is in complete contradiction to how he's carried himself throughout the entirety of his coaching career. I'd be shocked if Bill Belichick didn't call Nick Saban up on the phone this week and say, hey, what do you think here? And I'd bet that Saban would probably tell him, I don't know, man. This is a different landscape we're working within. Why do you think I retired? I don't know. Ask your girl. Ask your girlfriend what you think, what she thinks you should do with this team. Because I don't know. Is TCU even ranked? I don't think they are. So there's so many factors here, right? To sum it all up, and I do have to run in about 10 minutes. To sum it all up, we've got recruiting, which is different these days in college football. We've got a first-year college head coach. I know it sounds weird to say that about Belichick, but he's a first-year college coach. So that's a factor. We've got a goddamn Hulu documentary being shot on this football program, which is in complete contradiction to everything Belichick stood for throughout the course of his career, blocking out the media noise, not playing into the bullshit, the rat poison per Nick Saban. And then you've also got to consider the fact that North Carolina is not your perennial powerhouse football program. And that might have been part of the allure when Bill took the job. He's got his son, Steve, I believe, running the defense. And I saw a picture of Steve Belichick. He has got himself a brutal man bun on the back top part of his head. His hairdo is brutal. And I don't mean to make this a Belichick hating episode, whatever. He's the greatest professional football coach of all time. Probably the greatest coach of all time. Now, things are pretty concerning in Chapel Hill. Like I mentioned at the beginning of the episode, I thought the funniest part about all this was you got Colin Cowherd after the first series tweeting out that Belichick is the second best college coach of all time. You had Skip Bayless saying that this Tar Heel offense was one of the best in college football. So I'm a part of the media, no matter how small this channel is, I'm a part of the media. And one thing the media likes to do is blow things out of proportion. Let's not blow this out of proportion. That's my second Joker impression in as many days, by the way, on this show. Let's not blow this out of proportion. It's really easy to get ahead of ourselves. This North Carolina program, they could tighten it up. They could start looking better. You've got the greatest coach of all time at the helm. But in this age of college football, in this age of name, image, and likeness, in this age of paying 18-year-olds millions and millions of dollars, millions, to come play, is it going to get any better for Belichick and the Tar Heels? I don't know. From what I did see in the game, they're already getting their ass kicked. Quarterback throws an incompletion. I think the guy is a lefty, a white kid. I don't know if the guy they had in when I was watching was their starter. That might explain why in the box score you see their starting quarterback only had 11 attempts. They might have just taken him out after they were started getting their ass kicked, and the guy I saw might have been a different guy. I don't know. But the guy I was watching, he was a lefty, throws an incompletion, the camera pans to him, his face mask is kind of, his helmet's not fitting him ideally, and the camera pans over to him, and after he throws an incompletion, and he just is like, so I don't know, man. I don't know where this Tar Heel program goes. We'll continue to cover it as it develops. And frankly, we talked about Bama yesterday. We talked about the U yesterday. I can't stop thinking about how good Carson Beck looked against Notre Dame. Poise in the pocket. Confident throws. Pretty throws. And so does a team like Miami kick North Carolina's ass like TCU did? I know week one, it's a little shaky in terms of what you're getting with output from players. It's their first time going game speed, you know, probably since December, January. But goddamn, it is concerning. And I feel like we all want to see Belichick succeed in this new endeavor. Twitter doesn't seem to echo that sentiment. Twitter seems to be clowning on Bill with the AI images of him working at Publix saying this is Belichick if he didn't have Tom Brady. It's just an interesting thing to think about. You either die a hero or live long enough to see yourself become the villain. Maybe I should start counting how many days in a row I use Dark Knight, Joker, stuff like that. But that just fit right there. You know what I mean? I feel like that just fit. I feel like Saban is a smart guy. Saw the writing on the wall, and got the hell out. And as we wrap up the episode, I was reading more about DeBoer, that rhymed, in Alabama this morning. And the articles from AL.com, all these local Alabama outfits, the tone of these articles, when you talk about the state of the Alabama football program, is overwhelmingly concerned. There's an article this morning I read listing the amounts for Kalen DeBoer's buyout. I think it's 90% each year of what he's owed on his contract. So obviously it goes lower over the years. But even in 2027, I think that's the first year that Bama could feasibly afford a buyout for DeBoer. And I think even in 2027, the buyout for DeBoer just for that year is about $29 million. This year, I think it's like $54 million. And then I think 26, it's like 40-something or high 30s. Again, DeBoer's got a hell of an agent. This was the biggest, and I do have to run here in a minute, folks. This is the biggest decision that Alabama athletic director, I believe his name's David Byrne, had to make, was who is going to follow in Saban's footsteps. And before Kalen DeBoer started his head coaching role at Bama, the guy had only coached in 28 Power 4 games. 28. Byrne, he nailed it. The AD at Bama, he nailed it with Nate Oates, Alabama basketball. But it seems like Alabama football, the bread and butter of that athletic program, is in really, really concerning shape. Same with North Carolina. It is a crazy world we live in. Never did I think that we'd be talking about, I mean, I guess I thought it to an extent, but you never really expect that, to talk about the downfall of Alabama football and to talk about a Bill Belichick team allowing 48 points, the most that Bill Belichick has ever allowed in his coaching career. That's the show today, ladies and gents. I got to hop on a call with a prospect here. I'm going to be pretty hot if this guy doesn't answer, because that takes away time that I could be spending with you guys. Okay? I'm going to be pretty hot if this prospect doesn't answer. I'm going to be a minute or two late to the call. Look at that. That's God telling me. That's God telling me to jump off right here. Okay. So, with that being said, I do not like Jimmy Kimmel. This is, I believe, episode 65 of In the Jar. We'll be back tomorrow. Pull some stuff together for you. Trying to think. Subscribe to the channel if you're watching this and you haven't subscribed. We're live on this podcast Monday through Friday, covering the latest football mixed martial arts happenings in the world. 50 Cent, love 50 Cent. I really have to jump off, but I'd be remiss to not mention that my good friend Tommy Gunn McMillan is fighting for a UFC contract today in the Dana White Contender Series. So look out for that. He is the next big superstar in the UFC. My good friend, Tommy Guns. My homie Guns, boy! All right. I'm going to jump off. Subscribe if you haven't already. We're going to be here every day. And we'll probably be back late. I know we'll be back later today for a Madden stream. So subscribe so that you could be around for that. I love you guys. I will chat with you soon.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.